Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to us. He has great opportunities ahead of us. He loves us. If you want to understand God, you're going to have to understand the fact that He loves you. You count to Him. You matter to Him. He's not like the authority figures you used to. He's not like the people that want to use you for their own gain. He's not like dictators. He's not like people who come to feed off your success. God loves you. And He loves you for you, not for what you can do for Him. And He loves you whether you do good or bad. His love don't change. And He invited you to live in His kingdom because He loves you. And the enemy, you have an enemy out there that hates you. He wants to destroy you. And preachers talk about this often, especially me. I don't really like talking about the enemy. That's a dull subject to me. But he's a factor. And he's dangerous. He's only dangerous if you believe him. And Satan will make himself to seem so powerful, but he's really not. He's just a man trying to talk you out of a blessing. A liar. The father of lies. He's good at it. Remember, this guy was an angel once. And he was not the top angel like people want to think. He had to make 5 ascensions to get to the throne of God. And these were not just other angels that were in the way. These were societies. But that's another topic for another day. The problem is he hates you. Satan hates you. And God loves you. If you look around, if you watch the news, it's in the movies, it's in prophecy. We're in a war. Not with each other, but Satan is in a war against God. God is trying to, he died to save all of us from a terrible situation. And Satan's trying to get more people to remain in his kingdom. See, he don't have to recruit you. He has to talk you out of getting saved. Anything that a man believes, hear me good. Anything that a man will believe that's out of the confines of God's word, and anything that goes around Jesus Christ, is the world system. If you want to live in God's kingdom, you have to go through Jesus Christ. The word of God, every book of the Bible points to Christ. It's teaching you. Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. What God did through Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And your life is on the line. If you don't believe on Jesus Christ, then you chose not to go in God's kingdom. All of nature points to God. The way God designed everything suggests that God loves you. Look at it logically. He gave you food that tastes good to you. Varieties of food, vegetables, fruits, all kinds of meats. Then he gave you surrounding sounds. Birds, they sing and just feel the air, make you, some people just sit on the front porch just to hear nature. That's God's doing. He thought of that. He thinks of everything. Our bodies is fearfully and wonderfully made, intricately made. David was in awe about how God made our bodies. We grow from cells. Our God, Satan didn't do any of this. He tried to allure people by lust and sex and the wrong things. And God is the one that made sex. And sex is good. And it's wholesome in a marriage. And then the enemies try to talk. He tried to talk married people out of sex. He tried to put strife in their marriage. And they can't even enjoy each other. They upset all the time. That's his plan. And people yield to it. In order to live and survive this, in order to survive this life, which I like to thrive more than survive, you have to receive God's word in your heart. God told Joshua to study his word day and night, that he may be able to do all of God's will, all to stand. Now, when I study the word, my heart is made stronger. I have a burning desire to do all of God's work, but also to live my life and govern my life. And I have resistance to fight back. I have strength to fight the good fight of faith. I have strength to live. I have strength to enjoy life. I have balance. I have the guidance of God. I can hear God clearer. Everybody that know me, they know I listen to the word a lot because I minister a lot. And since I minister a lot, I take the commandments that God told Joshua to Thurston. And I fill my heart with his word. And I enjoy every moment of the day. When I first got saved, the enemy came and said, "You're going to be bored. If you get saved, you're going to be bored. I said, "I don't care. It's the right thing to do." I thought he was telling the truth. From the way I saw Christianity and the way I saw life, I thought he was telling the truth. But I didn't care. I said, "This is right." And I'm going to tell you, I'm being honest with you. I have not been bored for one moment since 1983, May of 1983, when I got saved. It was the last Friday of that month in that year. I have to look it up to know the day, but I've not been bored since, and I'm not bored now, and I enjoy life, and it's fun to hear. I love to hear the Lord talk to me and counsel me and teach me things. He loves people, and I know that he loves his people, and I love his people. I love everybody. Everybody is very important to God. And that's the message I want to get out today. These broadcasts, the theme is final moments. We're living at a crucial time when the Lord is about to return and gather his church, his bride to himself. People that have made the decision, the Lord's going to take them off the earth because he's about to judge the earth. And it's not going to be good. You're not going to want to be here. And the times are not going to be like what you used to. Now, I've been doing spiritual warfare, because when you minister, people don't know this, but Satan tries to destroy every man and woman of God. When we minister to people, we're doing warfare. We're building people up so people can live. Warfare is very important. We can't just go out and preach to an audience. We have to pray, because the enemy is trying to shut it down. And we fight the good fight of faith just to minister God's word. And the average person don't know what ministers go through. The true ones, not the ones, not the compromisers. Compromisers, the enemy don't fight them much. He just try to keep them in a seduced state. He tried to keep them in a seduced state. See, within the church itself, there are many that has given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's why you have homosexual pastors. That's why you have people that use lasciviousness. They turn the gospel into lasciviousness, saying, "You can do whatever you want to do as long as you believed on Jesus, you're all right." Let me explain what Jesus did for us. He brought us back to a condition where we don't have power, where sin don't have power over us. We have a power over sin now. And then he made us righteous with his blood. He died to make us righteous. So if you go, if a person gets saved and they say, well, I just want to live unrighteously, I'm going to do the wrong things and enjoy it. Why would God go through all that trouble to get you out of sin for you to go back to it? That makes no sense. And the angels that left that first estate, some of them wish they could get saved again because they hate that they bought the lie Satan told them. And now they're doomed. And they're trying to get you to be doomed. Think with your brain and your heart. You can think with your brain just like you can think with your heart. And the word of God gets in our heart. And it gives us strength to resist lies that are against you. But understand, God loves you and he's for you. Once you get saved, you can build your heart, you can fill your heart with God's word and build your life and go forward. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And everything on my website is free. The Lord gave me this website to do. It's an assignment, and I do it it takes a lot of effort. Please go on it and use it. Just because it's free doesn't mean it's not valuable. I would rather for people to use the website, listen to the audio files, and share it with their friends, because people's lives are on the line. And the writings on it's not many writings on the Living Letter page, but they are there to be a blessing. And the old website is livingletterministries.com. Now, it's stuck like it was in 2012, but it's a lot of information on it, too. And there are two books on that one, The Cost of Freedom and The Spirit of Egypt. And The Spirit of Egypt is on the new site. Now, these writings are free. These are books that the Lord gave me. I don't sell them. They're there for anybody that will go on there and use it. We are out of time. And people need to get as much information about the Lord while they can. Because when the Lord takes his bride away, things are going to start happening. And the same spirits that we fight to minister to you will manifest according to what's going to happen in Revelation. No need for you to be caught up in that rift. The enemy is very dangerous if you believe him. But if you stick with the Lord, you win. You're dangerous to him. Be dangerous to Satan by living in the love of God. The love of God makes the difference. The Lord loves us. He's coming back. His return is soon. He has to come back. He can't wait another 1,000 years. He can't even wait another 100 years, because he's going to keep his word. He gave man 6,000 years, and it's already been that. So it's any moment. The theme of the broadcast is final moments. And I want everybody listening to the sound of my voice to join God's band, to join God's kingdom, or remain in God's kingdom. And don't get caught up by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils just because a man in a suit tell you to. Now, they don't, it's not as point blank as I said. It's just out of the realm of God's word they speak. When you study the word of God, you don't have to be a theologian, but when you study the word of God just to live, not even to do warfare, just to, if you read what Jesus said and consider it, and you have an appreciation for what's right. When you hear lies, it just won't sit well in your heart. And you'll say, and some people, you've heard the truth for years anyway. You had good parents. And when you hear somebody lying to you, you know it. And you don't buy a lie. And just because people wear suits and go to a building don't mean that they're God's people. But there are some wonderful people, and I preach this. A good church is the backbone of the nation. It's the backbone of the community. It's the backbone of the family. It's a blessing. God gave it as a gift. It doesn't surprise me that Satan would abuse the wonderful gifts of God. But God loves us. Loves us. Remember, everything that the Lord does is well considered. He don't do anything foolish. The fall of man was not his fault. The fall of man was a decision. And when we first met God, when he first made Adam, he put two trees in the garden so that he could select one and reject one. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You still have the tree of life. The tree of life, the word of God. You can learn about what God had to say. Or what God has to say. You can learn it. When you study the word of God with intent to follow it, that's the tree of life. Jesus Christ is the tree of life now. He died for us and he set us free from sin. Sin is a trap. People don't look at it that way, but it's a trap. And he got us out of the trap. Some people want to go back into the trap. They didn't let it go. Now, in the beginning, you had to choose life. You had the right to do either one. You could do either one. Why? Because that's what God did. God chose life in the beginning of his way. He gave us an example of what he was like. He chose life. He was light. And he chose the way of righteousness, the way of love, holiness, and wisdom, purity. And Adam was light. He was a new creature, a new creation. God had just made him. And he could either trust God and continue living, or he could trust the way of the knowledge of good and evil, the alternative lifestyle. But he would die. And the Lord told him, he said, the day you eat off this tree, you should surely die. And he didn't live 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day with God. Now, he created us in 24-hour periods. That's a day to man. But he didn't live a day with God. He lived to be 930 years. And he died, just like God said. And that's the average lifestyle now of man. You have to listen. 10% of what Adam lived is the average lifestyle. 90 years old, 95 years old. In the Word, God gave us 70 years. We were reduced from 900 something years down to 70 years. And then 120, first 120 years, then 70 years. The median is 95. About what Adam lived. More or less. It's time now for people to wake up and look around you. The evil way don't work. The evil way will not work for you. Only God's ways work. The evil way cannot work. But the way of God will work. The world system don't work. The people that involve themselves in the world system are miserable. All of the compromising pastors and preachers that have compromised with Satan and given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, they're the most miserable people. They become a weapon in Satan's hand because they cause people to stumble. People are lazy. They don't study for themselves. And they go along. They're looking at the suit and the education this man has. I'm not talking about a particular person. I'm talking about people who do this. There are people who betray God and preach God's word amiss. You're just going to have to study the word for yourself. You got to eat off your own tree of life. and you'll know the true pastors from the false ones. It's your responsibility. When we first met God, he chose light, rejected darkness. You got to do the same thing. Adam was put in the same position. God knew that Satan had already fallen, and he would try to bother Adam. So God warned him. He said, be fruitful. You be fruitful. Multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you do, you surely die. He said that at a different time. He wanted Adam to subdue the earth and run it righteously so that it can't get out of control, have dominion over it. When Adam listened to Satan, now Satan has authority on earth. He has a right to be here now. He could have told Satan, get off my planet and don't come back. And he could have left that tree alone. The tree was there so he could reject it. God can't make anything evil. So he had to make something that he could reject. God can't do evil like Satan. He made a tree to represent that path. It's up to you not to take it and not to fall for lies. Jesus said, my people hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. If you know anything about sheep, they don't follow, they only follow their master. They don't follow, they don't trust anybody else. They don't follow strangers. Only the voice of their master who watches over them. And people are no different. If they love the world somewhere, they follow Satan. If they love God, they follow God. Now, if you're going to be lazy, it's harder. Because Satan knows he's corrupt and he knows how to make everything looks good from a certain point of view. I taught my children that so that they don't get drafted in the world. So that they don't fall for lies. I said everything sounds good. What God say and what Satan say, it all sounds good. From a certain point of view. But the truth is right. And when you believe the word of God, the truth of God's word, you have a defense against deception. You don't have to be deceived like your family. Not to say that your family is deceived, but I say that because sometimes the closest people to you are deceived. And when you follow God, it makes people angry. Because your light exposes their darkness, and people don't always appreciate the fact that your light exposes their darkness. But that's good for them, just like good medicine. When you take the antibiotics, your body starts feeling better immediately. When the light is shown, people they start being uncomfortable with their sin. And eventually they'll see that your life is better and wholesome and right, or something that God can bless. And they can come out of darkness. And then they'll appreciate you. But in the first stages of you operating in righteousness, you'll hear remarks. Even among church people. Even in the church, if you start doing what's right because it's right, people are, they'll wonder at you. If you have integrity, they'll be surprised sometimes. But when you go to a good church, everybody has integrity. And everybody appreciates it. They love God. I go to a good church. I love God. They love God. But I've been to places where people look, they're waiting on you to do something wrong so they can feel comfortable. And you keep doing what's right and keep being blessed, then they have to make a decision. If they study the word of God, they'll make the adjustments they need to make. Christians need to make adjustments too, even the ones that's obeying God. Sometimes people they lack knowledge and the enemy is aggravating their life somewhere. You got to get the control back. When couples can't enjoy each other anymore, Satan's got the control of that marriage. And then he'll tempt them with somebody else. He's low down that way. He started the fight. And they don't have any strength to stop it. Deception takes effort. He puts a lot of effort in his deception. And being deceived, it also takes effort and energy. He's using your energy against you. If you're living in a strifeful situation, it takes a lot of energy. You're going to be wrestling and fighting and arguing, making people miserable. Then when you go to work, you're miserable. You're bad company. Everybody gets on your nerves. It's wasting all of the energy that God has given you. When you study God's word and live from the word of God, you got your power back. Now you can enjoy the day, every day. You can enjoy your wife. You can enjoy your children. You're a blessing to your children. You're not frustrating people. You're not wasting all those hours. You could be watching TV or something, a movie that you like. You can be making good memories. Satan's trying to steal that from you. And now, if you go to hell, it's 1,000 times worse. You'll never drink water. You'll always be hot. Demons will bother you. And the more low down a person is, the worse hell is forever. And it never will stop. You'll wish you could just stop existing. But you're made in the God class. You can never stop existing. From the time you were conceived, you exist, and you'll never go back to unexistence. You will always exist, because God will always exist. You're made in His likeness. You're not made like a roach. They may stop existing, but you won't. You are a man made in God's image. You gotta live somewhere. Satan knows this. I know it. I've seen hell before. Glimpses of heaven I've seen, but I've been to hell before. I experienced it. You don't want to go. And I dedicate myself to doing God's perfect will. And I love every moment of my day. Every day. I have direction. I have purpose. I enjoy life. I have a wonderful family. Wise children. And it started with my wonderful parents. I happen to have good parents. I thank God for my parents. They've gone on to be with the Lord, and I love them so much. They blessed me. They taught me so many messages. So many wonderful things. Now you're on the scene. You're going to have to make a decision to either follow God's path or be like everybody else that won't follow God's path. In the tribulation period, the governments are going to merge and give their power to one man. And he's going to take everything you got, unless you fight back. It's already becoming unpopular. Satan has deceived people in high places against Christianity. People that are trying to change the laws and change the word and change things. Don't fall for their foolishness. The day will come where people will kill you. And some of our brothers and sisters have already been killed because they love God through Christ. Other religions are deadly. It's deception. I love the people, but their doctrine came from Satan's mouth. All of it. Every doctrine around Jesus Christ came from Satan's lips. He altered the Old Testament. He altered things and made the Quran. It's a fabrication. And I say that because people follow that path and they do dangerous things. Now some people, they heard the wrong thing, but they won't do wrong. They serving God amiss. But Jesus Christ is appearing to many Muslim people and people who are sincere. Some people believe, they believe a lie, but their heart is, they're trying to follow God. And those who are the most, who are sincere, the Lord will appear to them and correct them so that they can be corrected. And while YouTube is still working, listen to what to the testimonials that people have. Jesus is appearing to Muslims, and they preach the gospel. And I love every one of them. I love every person, even the ones that would hate me. I love them too. Satan didn't make people; God did. Every person is made by God. I hate deception, and I hate the lying way of Satan.